Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you ready, kids? Get your parents' permission, check your mailbox, and grab your shopping cart. It's time for the Adventures in Collecting podcast.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Dave.
Welcome to Adventures in collecting,
where we talk toy news, culture, and hauls,
along with our journeys as collectors.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Adventures in Collecting. And welcome to our inaugural episode of Premium Toyetic Event. So this is where we take a professional wrestling live event, premium live event, pay-per-view, and we break down who we think are the most toyetic athletes, superstars from said event. And kicking off this kind of sub-series of Adventures in Collecting, we are starting with the 2024 WWE Royal Rumble. So Dave and I are going to take a couple moments of your time to tell us, or to tell you, who we think the most toyetic athletes in the Royal Rumble were. So with that, Dave, why don't you start us off with your first pick?
So I'm going to make my first choice from the first match of the event, which was the Women's Royal Rumble. Now, there were a lot of great returns, surprises, people from TNA like Jordynne Grace, who I'm sure will be getting a Power Town, so we'll talk about that during the next TNA event. But we are going to talk about the most anticipated debut for a women's wrestler in WWE, and that was, of course, at number 28 when Jade Cargill came into the match. Jade came out with The Storm Is Coming, came out with similar music with her logo, and some pretty awesome silver gear. It was a perfect debut for a superstar that we've all been anticipating for the longest time. Now, Jade has had some great Jazzwares figures, and I think her first Mattel figure will absolutely be a home run, especially if we're looking at this Royal Rumble debut gear. So for me, my first choice, Jade Cargill at number 28.
So my first pick from the 2024 Royal Rumble comes from the event's opening match, the Women's Royal Rumble, and my first pick is returning WWE superstar Naomi. So after doing some time in TNA and winning the Knockouts Championship there, she is back in the WWE, and we are feeling the glow. So of course Naomi had a wonderful WWE Elite figure pretty recently, but now that she's back, she's got a new look. There's a super toyetic vibe of her always, you know, with the light up sneakers. I love the fact that she had her hair, her name, hair tattooed, I guess you could say, in the back of her hair. Really, really great look for Naomi. Plus, she did a great job in the Rumble. She was in there for quite some time. Dave and I were actually joking about this. The person who comes in at number two never really gets the same credit as the person who comes in at number one, even though the match doesn't start until they're both in the ring. So technically, one and two are really the same slot in terms of performance-wise. But, of course, Naomi, looking toyetic as ever, she is my first pick for my top toyetic of the Rumble.
My second choice from the Men's Rumble should be no surprise to you. It is, of course, going to be the entry, again, at number 27 this time. Was he number 27? Yes, he was. We'll keep that in, because I like it. Number 27, of course I am talking about the 10-year return to the WWE Royal Rumble from his last match, which was pretty much, if it wasn't to the date, it's pretty darn close to the date. Of course, I'm talking about CM Punk. And, you know, CM Punk wasn't in any spectacular gear, wasn't anything too crazy. It was pretty similar to his current t-shirt design, but it was a monumentous return. And monumentous? I made up a word. Monumental. That's where we were going. I'm keeping this in. This is the take you're getting. So, CM Punk's monumental return to the WWE, to live televised events, to the Royal Rumble. CM Punk was the next to last person in the Royal Rumble. He was eliminated by Cody because Cody won. But CM Punk's gear, similar to his t-shirt in those Chicago flag colors, should be a good first figure for Mattel to bring back out. So, my second choice, CM Punk.
And for my second pick, I'm headed to the men's Royal Rumble and another returning superstar. So somebody that Dave and I, we actually got to see his last match in AEW at World's End in Long Island. Andrade El Idolo is back in the WWE. And of course, he always looks great. He is always toyetic. While I totally loved the whole DC Comics black mask vibe he was going with while in AEW, well, look at this. I mean, he just, his entrance gear, awesome. His ring gear, awesome. Andrade, full stop, great looking dude. And he's a hell of an athlete. So really excited to see how they work him back into the story. And I know, you know, the way that the cycle goes with action figures, as we all know, it takes, you know, a while sometimes to get these guys out. And it's been a while since we've had an Andrade WWE figure, but I think this is a great opportunity to nail one of those instances, you know, as us wrestling figure collectors love to have. We love to have figures that line up directly with a specific event, a specific look, a specific attire, and Andrade made a splash at the Royal Rumble this year, and you know, that clash in the ring with Santos Escobar, a little friction there, looks like he's coming back a babyface. So, great opportunity to work him back into the WWE elite line. So, yeah, my second pick is Andrade El Idolo. So, there you have it, folks. There is your first edition of our Adventures in Collecting Premium Toy Event. As always, make sure you are following us at AIC underscore podcast on Instagram, on X, on TikTok, all the places where we're constantly posting toy news, deals, availability, anything and everything that we think would help out the community. And if you are watching us on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button so that way you don't miss it when we post new videos. And if you're listening to us on your preferred podcast platform, make sure you're subscribing, rating, and reviewing us there as well. And if you are watching us on YouTube, you can just look us up at Adventures in Collecting, wherever you find podcasts, where we're going to be constantly posting new content every week. We've been going 5 years strong almost now. So here's a new little wrinkle to add to your podcast feed on a weekly basis. And let us know if you like this, if you liked this this premium toy event format. We're excited to deliver more of it. And as we come up to future premium live events, maybe we'll go back into the past and we'll take a look at older premium toy event or premium live events from the great history of professional wrestling, and we'll identify some athletes that maybe didn't get a figure from their look at that event, and maybe why they should. So with that, until next time, this has been your premium toy event.
Thank you, dear listener, for hanging out with us today. Subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen, and then tell your friends to do it. Thanks also to Joe Azari, the golden voice behind our intro. Our music is Game Boy Horror by the Zombie Dandies. Find more about them both in our show notes.
Follow us on social media at AIC underscore podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Stop by and say hi, show us your toy hauls, and share your toy stories. Maybe we'll talk about it in a future episode.
Don't try this at home. Void where prohibited and some assembly required. Each sold separately, not a flying toy. Consult a physician if your toy run exceeds more than 4 hours.
has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.